Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Ayin Tes, and we're holding about 6-7 lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, B'Mekdoshin Einoi Kein. If you go back to the Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, towards the top of the Yomid, the Mishnah distinguished between the Korban Pesach and between other Kodshim. What's it done by Korban Pesach? Says the Mishnah, Nitma Basar v'chelev kayim, ein zorik esadam. Nitma achelev v'abasar kayim, zorik esadam. By Korban Pesach, since the ikar is the achila, if the basar is tamei, don't be zorik, we won't be able to eat. However, nitma achelev v'abasar kayim, then it's okay, zorik esadam, you can do this zorik esadam. Why can you do this zorik esadam? Because you have a matir, which is the dam, you have the nitr, which is the chelev. Shalom al Yisrael, no problem. However, Mekdoshin Eina came by other Karbonois. What's that locha? El afal pisha nitma ha-basar v'achil of kayim. Zayrik esadam, even though the basar is tamay, you can still do zayrik esadam, because other than Korban Pesach, with all other Karbonois, the inyan of the achilas basar is not so strong as it is when it comes to Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, it says, ishlefi achloi t'choysu alaseh. Says the Gemara now in Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Masnis and Mani, who is the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yeshua, Tesanya, Rabbi Yeshua Oimen, Kol Lazvachim Sheva Toira, Shinishtayim Mehen Kezayis Boser, Oi Kezayis Chalev, either one of the two, Zoyrikes Adam, then you can do this Rikes Adam. Kechutzi Zayis Boser, Kechutzi Zayis Chalev, Ein Zoyrikes Adam. If you only have a half achila of Boser, a half achila of Chaylev, it's not mitztarif. Uba oyla, afil kechotzi zayis basa, kechotzi zayis chaylev, zayrik esadam neshekula kolil. When it comes to karm oyla, there's no difference between the chalovim and the evorim. Everything goes on the mizbeach, so therefore the two chotzi zaysim are mitztarif. Now, before we continue on, we're talking according to Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said, Im ein basar, ein dam, im ein dam, ein basar. Im ein basar, if there's no basar around, then you cannot do this rika sadam. Yet Rabbi Yeshua holds over here that even if there is no basar around, as long as you have a kezayis of chaylev, that is sufficient. Now the question is, where does he take this from? And the Gemara is going to bring a raya in another few lines from another pasuk. But the basic concept is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, when you have the matir, which is the dam, there must be a nitr. If there's no nitr, forget about it. Don't bring the carbon. The only time that you would have an exception to the rule would be by Korban Pesach. And even there you have a nitr, because you're allowed to go and eat the Korban Pesach if you're talking about a tzibur. Why by a tzibur is it any different? Because we concluded, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua holds that tumah hutra b'tzibur, and so therefore you're allowed to go and eat from the Korban Pesach, like it said in our Mishnah. Shoyin? So I do have a matir, and I do have a nitr. So shalom al Yisrael, everything is fine. I don't even need to come on the ritzoy tzitz, if you hold that tumah hutra b'tzibur, like Rabbi Yeshua holds. So we're soon going to find out why, if you have either basar or chaylev, that's enough to allow for the Zrika Sadam. But now the Braisa continues on with something that sounds quite startling. Ubimincha afu pisha kula kiyemes lo yizroik. If you have the mincha and it's all kayim, it's all there, lo yizroik, don't do the Zrika Sadam. And the obvious question is, mincha, Zrika Sadam? After by mincha, the matter is the kmitza. It's not dam. Dam is only shayich legabe karbonos. Mincha maya vidita. Where does mincha come in the flow if we're talking about a karbon? Amra papa mincha sisachim. Oh, as you know, many karbonos have, besides the actual karbon itself, you bring mincha sisachim. Like we always say on Rosh Chodesh, and as we always say in the Musaf of the Shmoni Esrays, Umin Chosam Kim Niskeim Kim Dibor Shloish Esrei Napar Shnei Esrei Ma'ayil Visor La Keves the Yain Kiniskoi. etc. So the point is, when you bring many of your korbanos, you also have to bring a minchas nesachim. The mincha, of course, is soles, is flour. Nesachim is you go pour out the nisachayayin on the corner of the mizbeach. And as we know, when it comes sukkis, not only have the nisachayayin, you have the nisachamayin. Anyway, so zokti mora sokatay tachamina kimin de koasya mikoyach zevach ki gufi de zevach tomi. So what the Gemara is saying in something is very, very logical. We just got finished saying we have a carbon, and this carbon requires minchas nesachim. And now at the time of bringing of the carbon, we want to do the zrikas adam. The problem is there is no basar left. Problem is there is no chaylev left. Why is there no basar or chaylev? They got lost. They got tamei. Sinishda. But I still have my mincha of the minchas nesachim. Maybe that's enough according to Rabbi Yeshua, because I have a matir, the Zrikas Adam, and I have the nitter, the Minchas Nesachim, that I can put on the Mizbeach. So I would have thought, Kamash Malonei, Minchas Nesachim is still considered to be just an adjunct, an appendage. It's not considered to be the Guf HaKarbon, and when you're talking about the matir and nitter, it has to be the carbon itself, either the basar or the chelev. For those of you that have just joined, we're on Ayin Tes Amid Aleph, three lines before the wide lines. Zokimar chelev minolon. How do I know chelev? Meaning, we said yesterday, the day before, it says in the pasuk, according to Rabbi Yeshua, v'yosisa oleisecha habasar v'hadam. Zok Rabbi Yeshua, where does basar and dam come together? Or like the Vilna Goyen says, why would basar come before dam? L'chayr, dam should come before basar. After all, you do this zrikas adam before you even start contemplating eating the basar. So the reason why basar comes before dam, says Rabbi Yeshua to tell you, em ein dam ein basar. If you don't have dam, you cannot be matir the basar. Dam is the major matir. The ain basar ain dam. If you don't have any basar, don't even think about doing this zrikas adam, because you have to have a nitter for purposes of your matir. Aha. Azim galant nechtim. But that's all good if you're talking about basar and dam. Now we're talking about chaylev. How do I know chaylev is enough to allow for this zrikas adam? Chaylev minolan. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Umartu ba Mishum Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. The same Rabbi Shua that we're talking about, Stam Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. The Yom HaKra, it says in the Pasuk, V'hikter ha-chelev l'reach nichoyach l'ashem. Chelev aval bish ein basar. You mak to the chelev, even if there's no basar. Rabbi said, where does it say over here that chelev is enough for the Zrikas Hadam? We're trying to prove, just like, im ein basar ein dam, im ein chelev ein dam. Where does it say that in this pasuk? So if you look at Aleph of the Torah Or HaShalem, the pasuk begins V'zorak HaKoynes Adam Al Mizbach Hashem. Oh, do a Zrikas Adam. And then the pasuk ends off V'hikter HaChelev L'reach Nichoyach LaHashem. Why are these two separate ideas brought together in the same pasuk? Zrikas Adam V'hikter HaChelev. Oh, to go and tell you that chaylev aval pisha ain basar, you can do this rikas adam even if there's no basar. So now we have to expand upon what we've heard throughout about Rabbi Yeshua. It's not just im ain basar ain dam, ain dam ain basar, but it's also im ain chaylev ain dam, that you have to have some nitter. If you have either the basar or you have the chaylev, that's sufficient. And this is apropos of what Brother Shai was asking yesterday. When we use the term chaylev, typically the word chaylev is synonymous with emurim. Here the Gemara, however, parcels it out, and the Gemara says, ashkechan chaylev. What about yisaris akomi? What about the shtei akloyos? What happens if you have no, there's no basar left, there's no chaylev left? The only thing that you have left is ashtikel yisaris. And yisaris hakoved means a small little shtickle of the kovet of the liver, ushtei akloyos in the two kidneys. We know then, how do I know that that is enough? So Gemara, Sanochmol, we know then, heicha amrinan dizarkinan. How do I know that you can go and do this rikas adam? Everything were midik tani. We just got finished saying in this brayso of Yeshua, uba mincha avo picha kula kayam is lo yizrik. Even though you have the entire mincha, that's not enough to permit you to do this rikas adam. So now the Gemara is medayik. Mincha hu deloy. That's because a mincha is insufficient, because mincha is not the carbon itself; it's just an adjunct to the carbon. Avi says the kavish there cloyes shabridami dos yogurt, because that's part and parcel of the carbon itself. So logic, that's perfect, that's beautiful. But nochmal minolon, how do we know what's the raya from the pasuk that not only chaylev but also yisrael's the kavish there cloyes are enough for Ezrika Saddam? Zotimar Rabbi Yochanan Didei Omer. Before it was Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Yeshua. Here Rabbi Yochanan says in his own name. Omar Krat says in the pasuk, the same pasuk we just quoted. What do I need this Reach Nichoyach? Every aspect of the carbon is L'Reach Nichoyach. What's the episode over here, Reach Nichoyach? Anything that you're mala on the Mizbeach, it's L'Reach Nichoyach. What do you put on the Mizbeach besides the Chelev? The Yeseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKloyos. Oh, those two are tied in with the Dam. That if you have the Shtei HaKloyos and the Yeseres HaKaved, that's already enough to allow you to do the Zrik. So now that I have Reich Nichoyach to come to include the Yeseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKloyos, maybe I don't need a Pasek for Chelev. So Mar Itzrich Lemitchan Chelav Itzrich Lemichtiv Rei and Nichoyach, I need both. Because Rachman a Chelav Av Lemin a Chelav in Yisrael Zakovi Shtei Akloyes Loi. If I'd only say Chelav, I would say it's only the Chalavim, only the Chelav, and not the others. Because Rachman Lerei Ach Nichoyach. Because Rachman Lerei Ach Nichoyach alone, have Lemin a Kol Oilun Rei Ach Nichoyach. I would think anything that goes on the Mizbeach, Lerei Ach Nichoyach LaShem, and that comes to include Vafilu Mincha, the Minchas Nisachim, it's got to be either the chaylev or the aymurim of the Yeseres HaKavod, the HaKloyos, but mincha not. So bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's no longer just either basar or dam. In other words, in ein basar, ein dam. Even if there is no basar, as long as you have some of the aymurim, that's enough to do the zrikas adam. But mincha sesachim, it is not enough. Okay, we go on to the new Mishnah. Those of you just joined us late, Ayin Tes Omid Aleph, 6-7 lines into the wide lines, Zok the Mishnah. We've been speaking all along about the special din of Klal Yisrael, Rubam or Kulam, or Kehanim, Rubam or Kulam becoming Tmeim, and then we have the famous halacha that either Tumahutra B'tzibur, or Tumat Chuyehi B'tzibur, but in that case, you do not have to have people being nitche to Pesach Sheni. Rather, Gans Klal Yisrael brings the carbon now Pesach Rishon time. And that's what our Mishnah and what our Gemara are going to discuss in some detail. Look at the Mishnah. Nitma Kohal. If Gans Kohal became Tameh, Ay Rubai, or Roiv Kohal, or Sheyi Kahanim Tameh, or Roiv and Kahanim were Tameh, and therefore unavailable to do the service in the base of Mishnah, they're Tameh. Even though that call is Torah, the rest of Klal Yisrael are Tohar. Yasu b'tumah. Then you can go and bring the Korban Pesach b'tumah. And this is not only Korban Pesach. This applies to all of the Korbanos Tzibur. That if Gans Klal Yisrael or Roiv Klal Yisrael happen to be Tameim, or the Kahanim are Tameim, you can go and bring the Korbanos b'tumah. Now, the Mishnah continues on. Nitma miut hakol. What happens if not Roiv HaKol, but only Miut HaKol. 40% of Kol has become, unfortunately, Tamei. Okay, so as we know, HaTayim Oysen is a Rishon, all those that are Tor will bring the Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, because they are, Baruch Hashem, the majority, they are Tahoyim, bring the Pesach Rishon like normal. But Tamei, those that are Tamei, Oysen is a Sheini. Why? Ish, Ki Yatom, the Nefesh, Ebed Derech HaChayk HaLachem. For Asa Pesach, he has to go and do the Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. All very, very straightforward. Now, the Mishnah only spoke about two being Tamei, Kulam or Rubam. We spoke about the Kohal, Klal Yisrael, and we spoke about the Kahana. We're going to add one more, and that is the Klei Shores. That if most of the Klei Shores became Tamei, then I got problems. And then two, you can bring the Pesach Betumah, or the other Kabbalah's Betumah. Zok Yimar, Tanur Rabban, Harishol Yisrael Tomei, Klai Yisrael Atomei, the Kahanim Uklei Shoris are Tohirim. Oy, Shoh Yisrael Tohirim, the Kahanim Uklei Shoris are Tomei. Or, Vafili Yisrael V'Kehanim Atohirim, Uklei Shoris Tomeiim. In all of these cases, since roiv of what I need Klal Yisrael, I need the Kehanim, I need the Klei Shoris, if roiv of them happen to be Tamei, you can bring the Korbin Bituma, Yasu Bituma. Now why Yasu Bituma? After all, even though roiv of Klal Yisrael happened to be Tamei, but there is a Miat that's not. Let the Miat that's not bring the Korbin B'Tahara. Let them do it on their own. Says the Brisa, no. She'ein Korbin Tzibacholik. Once you have that roiv of Klal Yisrael HaTameim, then everybody can join into this Korbin Tumah. You don't have to have some people saying, I'm going to do my own thing. Everybody can go and join in. She'ein Korbin Tzibacholik. Omer of Chizda. That we spoke about the Klei Shores. Which Klei Shores in particular am I concerned with? The sakin that's being used for the shechita got tamei tmei mes. The Rechmona Omer b'chalal cherev, cherev harihu k'cholo. The kametami v'gavra d'mei kara. What does one mean to say? As we know, in terms of the general rules of tuma v'tahara, typically when anything is tamei, and then it's metamei others, you usually go down one madrega. So, for instance, the worst case, of course, is chas v'shalom, a person passes away, the corpse, the mess, is an avi, avois hatum. He, in turn, if someone were to go and touch that mess, that person becomes an avatum. And then if that avatumah touches another person, or kalim, they become a rishon l'tumah. And if the rishon l'tumah touches oichel l'mashkin, it becomes sheni. And by truma shlishi, and by kachim ravi, okay. We're all familiar with that. There are, of course, exceptions to the rule. And one of the exceptions is by the Chalal Cherev Harihu Kemes. What do we mean, Chalal Cherev Harihu Kemes? Because the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, V'chol ha-sheyiga al p'nei ha-soda v'chalal cherev oy v'meis, if you go and chas v'sholem touch someone who died by the sword, or v'meis, or a person who died, etc., he become Tomei Shivas Yom. And the Gemara darshins from this Chalal Cherev Oivemeis to tell you that Cherev Hari Hu Kemeis. What means Cherev Hari Kemeis? That if you have a Cherev, and Cherev is Lav Dafka, same thing applies to any metal object, if it touches the mace or the Tmei Mes, etc., it gets the same level of Tomei. It doesn't go down one, it gets the same level. So therefore, the cherev that was used, chas v'shalom, to go and kill someone, just like that mess is avi avoy satumah, that cherev is also avi avoy satumah. And just like if a person who touched the mess becomes an avatumah, if now that person touches something metal, or the metal object touched a tmei mess, that metal, in this case the cherev, or the sakin, will also become an av hatum. If the sakin or the cherev touch the mess itself, then that cherev or the sakin would become an avi avoisatum. However, now it's touching a tmei mess. Tmei mess means an avatum, someone who touched the mess. So what happens now to the sakin? The sakin also now becomes an avatum. Okay, so what does that all mean for our purposes? Says Rav Chisda. When did we say that if all the Klei Shoris, or roiv the Klei Shoris happen to be Tmei, then Yasa B'Tumah, Lo Yishonu Ela Shenitma HaSakim B'Tmei Mes, that the Sakinim that we're talking about became Tmeim B'Tmei Mes. Tmei Mes means that they're all Av HaTumas. Terachmona Amar B'Chalal Cherev, Cherev Hariyu K'Cholo. V'Kamet Tamu V'Gavra D'Mei Yikoro, Ki Yis Avid B'Tumas HaGuf, V'Koris Kamas Avid. What's happening now is, the Koyin, or the Shoichit, that is shechting now the carbon, he is using a sakin. That sakin has a din of an avatumah. That sakin, because it's an avatumah, it's mitamei the shochet, and the shochet now becomes a rishayin l'tumah. Since he becomes tameh, harishon l'tumah, guess what happens? If he, under normal circumstances, would eat from a carbon when he happens to be tameh, chas v'shalom, he would get kares, because that's what it says in the Torah, that a person goes v'tumasi olav v'nichrasa. So therefore, says Imar, this sakin is going to be metame the gavra, meaning whoever is shechted. The meikara kin misabid, when we're starting off this carbon, the tumas aguf, the kares come misabid. It's being brought by an individual who has tumas aguf, that were he to eat under normal circumstances from a tumme dikka carbon, it would be kares. Avonit masak betumas sheretz. What happens if the sakin didn't touch a tumme mess? It touched a sheretz. So what happens to the sakin now? The sakin itself will become a rishon l'tumah. Can a rishon l'tumah be metame odem v'kelem? No. The kosher who the metame le'gavra. I'm sorry, the bosser. Avanit masakin metumah sheretz. The bosser who the metame le. What happens is as a result of the sakin. The sakin will metame the bosser, the kosher. But the gavra lo imetamile, it's not going to go and be metame the gavra, the person. Why? Because this sakin is a rishon l'tumah, and a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame odam v'kelim, only oichlin u'mashkin. So therefore what happens is that this kodshim is takatame, but the person is tohoyer. And this is a very important distinction that people often overlook. When you have a person who's tameh and eats tohar kachim, kachim which are tohairim, that person gets kares. However, if the person himself happens to be tohair, and the kachim is tamayim, it's only an iser lav. And therefore, in such a case, we do not say, Kans Klal Yisrael should bring the karbonis in a state of tumah. Tohairim ovid. All the tohairim can go and join in. Tamayim loy ovid. But a person who's really tamay, what means a person who's really tamay? A person who touched a sheretz, a person who touched a nevela, a person who touched a mess, a person who's tamay. Mutiv yoichal metumas boser belav, v'lo yoichal boser, v'lo yeochel boser metumas aguf, shehu bekareis. What the Gemara is telling us is, I will allow the tohoirim to go and join. Tohoirim means rank and file of yin that are tohoir. They will be able to eat from this Karban Pesach, even though the Karban Pesach is Tameh. How can they go and eat? Because the whole Isser that we're talking about is an Isser of an Isser Lav. We're not talking about an Isser. But how can Tohirim go and eat? After all, it's Karban Pesach, it's Tameh. Because this carbon is being brought with Tumah, because the Klei Shoreis are Tamehim, and therefore the Torah is allowed to go and eat from the Basar, even though the Basar happens to be Tameh, Karban Pesach. Ishesh lefi achlei techoysa al-hased, the Torah can eat. However, a person who's really Tameh, if he's going to eat Basar Kodshim, whether the Kodshim happens to be Tameh or Tohoyer, if he's going to eat from the Basar Kodshim, uh-oh, what's going to be? He's going to have an Isser Kores. The Tohoyrim of it, the Tohoyrim can join into this Karban Pesach, Tameh loy of it, but a person who is inherently, intrinsically Tameh, not because of the Sakin being Tameh, not because of the Basar being Tameh, it's because he himself was Tameh. He touched the Sheretz and the Vela, it's a dead Sheretz and the Vela, etc. Tameh loy of it, they cannot join in this Karban Pesach, they're going to have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Mutav yoichal betumas basar belav. I prefer that those people that are tahoyren, they will eat the tumas basar because they're only being over a lav. Ve'al yoichal basar betumas aguv shu bekares. But the people that are tmeim, that they have tumas aguv, they should not eat it because chas v'shalom they have a din of kares if they eat kach. What do I see from this halacha of Rav Chisda? Because since we're talking about a Karban Pesach being brought b'tzibur, if you hold that tumah hutra b'tzibur, then you don't even have to think about, you don't have to think twice. This guy's tummy, this guy's tar. It's all part and parcel of one big carbon, like Gemara said, ein carbon tzibur choluk. Everybody's in this pot together, so everybody can go and eat together. I have people that are tameh. I have kabbalists which are tameh. True, but tumah hutra b'tzibur. But since tumah techuyehi betzibur, so then you cannot allow people to eat willy nilly. Each time you have to start thinking: are there other eitzos to prevent just this tumah being trampled upon as if it's nothing? And one of the eitzos is that if you have people that are really tameh, I say really tameh, meaning it's not tohar people that are eating kodshim tameh. You have people that themselves happen to be tameh because they touched a sheretz or they touched an aveil, etc. Then they are nidcha lepesach sheni. Chinam Rav Yitzchak, tumah techiyehi betzibur. So, bottom line is, what did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said that although the Braisa said that when you have clay sharis tameim, then klal Yisrael yasu v'tumah, says Rav Chisda, not ganz klal Yisrael, it depends on the nature of the tumas clay sharis. Clay sharis in particular we're talking about is the sakin. If the sakin happens to be tumah, a tumas mess, then I agree with you. Because even the shoicher is going to become now tummy tumas haguf. Anybody who teaches that touches a sack and becomes tummy tumas haguf. If people are tummy tumas haguf, then they're allowed to go and eat the tumat chuyehi betzibur. They'll be allowed to go and participate. Everybody in Klal Yisrael can participate. However, if you're talking about a situation where it's only a tumas kodshim, why? Because the sakin became tummy. But it became tummy lamashal tumas sheretz. So therefore it's only a Rishon Tumah. It won't be Metameh the Odom, it's only going to be Metameh the Korban itself. Then only Tehoyrim can go and participate in this Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibur. Why? Because the Tehoyrim, under normal circumstances, will only be over the Lav of eating Kodshim when they are Tehoyrim and the Kodshim are Tameh. That's permissible. But if you have other people that are Tameh themselves, because they touch Sheratzim or Nevelis, etc., they will not be able to go and eat from this Karban Pesach. Why? Because even though it's a Karban which is being brought B'tumah, but it's a Tumah of the Karban Pesach, not a Tumah's Gavra. So you have to say, what difference does it make? Tumah is Tumah is Tumah. There's a big difference. If the Gavra is Tumah and eats the Karban Pesach, then Chas HaShom is a din of Kares. If the Gavra is Tohar and it's just the Chafza which is Tumah, making Barry happy, we're now distinguishing between Gavra and Chafza. If the Gavra is Tohar and the Kodshim is Tameh, there's only an Isser Lav, not an Isser Karis. And therefore we don't want to go and be Machshil, all of these Tameh, to be over on Isser Karis, and we say, you know what, Chavra, we push you off to Pesach Shein. But that's only because we hold Tumet Chumet Tumet. Was up there?
In Korban Shibur Chalak, so this was an exception to that. We are dividing now.
That is exactly right. That's the Chiddush of Rav Chisda. You and I are both upset about that, and Rava therefore respectfully disagrees with Rav Chisda. For Rava Omar, Afilu Tmeim Nami Avdi, everybody can join in, even the Tmei. Why my time? The Chiddush says in the Pasuk, V'abosar Ashiyiga B'chol Tmei Lo Ye Ochel Be'esh Yisarev. If any of the kodshim touches tumah, you cannot eat the kodshim. It's an iser lav, and it has to be burned. The habasar, if you have basar kodshim, which is tohar, kol tohar yoichel basar. If you are tohar and the kodshim are tohar, you can eat it without any difficulty. Kol tohar yoichel basar. Very simple. Now, Rav Rava says because the pasuk brings together the first half of the iser of eating kodshim which are tameh, together with the second half, which instructs only a tohar should eat kodshim mitahara, I learned from that one is dependent on the other. Kol heicha deloy karinim beva basar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo ye yochel loy karinim beva basar kol tohar yochel basar. Kol heicha de karinim beva basar shiga b'chol tameh lo ye yochel karinim beva basar kol tohar yochel basar. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is that the strictness of the Torah, make sure you are tohar if you're eating kodshim, because chas v'sholom, if you're tameh, you have an issa karetz. That issur and that halacha only applies in those occasions, on those occasions, with the basar, if it were become tameh, you're not allowed to eat from the basar. Which is, of course, typically the case. 99% of the time, if the kodshim are tamehim, but HT sort of, you gotta burn it, you're not allowed to go and eat it. And what should the Tohirim do? The Tohirim should go and eat only Karbanos which are Tohir. But there is that lone exception, that 1%. What is that 1%? When you're bringing such a Karban Bitzibor Bitama, and therefore the halacha of V'habasar Asheyiga B'chol Tamei Lo Ye'ochel is relaxed. Why is it relaxed? Because the tumma, the carbon is being brought with tumma, and if it's a carbon pesach, you're allowed to eat the carbon pesach with tumma. Ah, so this halacha of the basar shi'igah b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel doesn't apply. If that doesn't apply, then the second part, v'basar kol tohar ye'ochel basar, that only tohoirim can eat kodshim and not tameim, this also is relaxed and doesn't apply. So therefore, even if you have people that are tameim gemurim, and under normal circumstances, of course, they would not be allowed to go and eat from the kodshim, here they can go and eat. Why? Because since the first part of the pasuk is relaxed, that there is no iser to eat this karm pesach when the karm pesach is tamei, then there's no din of requiring that the person who eats the karm pesach be tohor, even if he has tumas aguf, he is allowed to go and eat from this karm pesach. I see Robert has a question.
I didn't understand. If the basar is tohor and the dish is tohor, you are allowed to eat it, of course. What is the chiddush in this? I didn't get why the Gemara brings this down. It's a dog of pshita.
What you're saying is correct. The pashat of pshat of the pasuk on the surface is a dover pashat. V'habasar means basar kodshim, kol tohar, whoever is tohar, yoichal basar, he is allowed to go and eat from it. But the next pasuk that continues on, v'ha nefesh, and that nefesh, chas v'shalom, who is tamei, who is not tohar, and v'ochal mibzar kodesh mitumasei olav, and he is tamei, v'nichrasa. So this second half of the pasuk is an introduction to the next pasuk, that only a tohar is allowed to eat kodshim b'tahara, but a person who vanevish asher, that nebuch became tamei, he's not allowed to go and eat kodshim. So what the Gemara is telling us now is, why do I need that second part of the pasuk together with the first part of the pasuk? And as you pointed out, the second part of the pasuk, l'chayra, is a dover pshita, we don't even need it altogether. So the Gemara is telling us, says Rava, that the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk are dependent on one another. And that is, when is there a requirement that only a tohar can go and eat kodshim, which are tohirim? That's only when, if someone were to eat kodshim, and the kodshim are tamei, his oiver and isser lav, because he is tohir, and he's eating kodshim tamei. But on those rare occasions where if the person is tohar, he's allowed to eat the kodshim tamayim. How is he allowed to eat the kodshim tamayim? You're never allowed to eat kodshim tamayim. Yes, by the karm pesach, which is being brought betuma. Oh, if that's the case, then the second part of the pasuk no longer applies. It doesn't have to be that you are a tohar to eat basar. Even if you, the individual, are tamei, you can also eat from the kodshim. How can you do that? You're going to be over an iser kareis if the kodshim is tamei and you are tahar. That's the pasuk, says Rava. Rava says that this din of a tamei eating kodshim, which are tahirim, getting kareis, doesn't apply if you're talking about a carbon pesach, which everybody's allowed to eat when the carbon is tamei. Is good?
Nice.
Bruchim to you.
Good.
Anyways, the bottom line is, we have now a machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rava in a situation where the kodshim became tmeim, the gavras, some of them are tohar, some of them are tamei. Can they all eat together the karm pesach? Said Rav Chisda, no, only the tohirim can eat from this karm pesach. They're only going to be over in Isalav, the and because it's a Karm Pesach situation, because of the Ritzui Hatzitz, they won't even have that lav. But it's permitted, it's relaxed. However, the people that are Tomei, they should not go and eat from this Karm Pesach. They should go and bring Karm Pesach for Pesach Shein. Masha Enken, if you're talking about the Rava says it makes no difference whether you're talking about the Basa became Tomei, or the people are Tomei. You're allowed to go and eat it across the board because of the first and second half of the psukim, the way we just learned it together. Now from here, Itmar, we're going to come up with a very, very remote situation, and this is going to, Mir Tishem, occupy us for the rest of today's blatt. And that is, what happens if you don't have a roiv and you don't have a miut, what do you do? In other words, if you only have a miut of Klal Yisrael, 49% of Klal Yisrael became Tmeim, then they all have to wait and bring the Karban Pesach for Pesach Sheni. The 51% will bring Pesach Rishon, the miut will bring Pesach Sheni. What happens if the other way around? 51% of Klal Yisrael are Tmeim and 49% are Tehoidim. Then you bring it all Pesach Rishon. Everybody brings it together by Pesach Rishon, the Tmeim and the Tehoidim together. Like Brother Shai said before, She'ein Karban Tzibur Cholik, everybody joins in because Roiv of Klal Yisrael are Tmeim. What happens, however, if it's exactly 50-50? Can you imagine? 50% are Tohar, 50% are Tamei. What do we do? We have now...
Voting machines,
exactly. So we have now a three-way machlokes. We have Rav, we have Rav Kahana, and we have an Ikadi Amri Alibad Rav Kahana. Meaning we're going to have two separate views expressed as to what Rav Kahana really held. So let's see. Itmar. Harshahu Yisrael mechza toyidim, mechza toyidim. Exactly 50-50. Rav Omar, mechza al mechza is kiroiv. Each chati is considered to be a roiv. Rav Kahana, Omar, mechza al mechza, ain't a kiroiv. They're considered to be a miut. And therefore, Rav Omar, mechza al mechza is kiroiv. Halolu oisin li atzman, Valolu oisin li atzman. Rav holds that both the mechza which are tohar are like roiv of Klal Yisrael, and the mechza which are tamei are like roiv of Klal Yisrael. But the two roivs can't go work together, because by definition you can't have two roivs. So each one is going to go and bring the Karban Pesach, but Pesach Rishon, but in two separate kitos. How does that work? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Halolo oisim li atzman, about 10 lines before the end of the Rashi's. Halolo oisim li atzman b'tahara. The mechza which are tohar, they should go and bring the Karban Pesach like usual b'tahara. Valolo oisim li atzman b'tumma. The other guys that are tamei, they'll bring it on their own b'tumma. Tahoyrim li avdi b'tumma. Why shouldn't the tahoyrim go and do tamei? After all, the other mechza is tamei. Tahavi kiroiv. The Tohirim themselves are like Roiv. The Roiv Tohirim, they have the Bituma. There's no heter for the Roiv Tohirim to do Bituma. Roiv of Klai Yisrael Matar. They got to go and do it with Tahara. On the other hand, Utameim, Lisheni Loiminchu, if the Tameim were a Miut, we'd push them off to Pesach Sheni. But they're not a Miut, they're also a Roiv. We shouldn't have a Nami Ruba. Ruba Lisheni Loiminchu. So when are they going to do it? They're all to do a Pesach Rishon. But the two cannot work together. You don't say over here, Brother Shai, the Ein Karban Tzibur Cholik, because of this rare case of Mechza Mechza. And therefore we're going to have two separate kitos. Or perhaps we'll have six separate kitos. Three kitos for the Tehoidim, and three kitos for the Temeim, because of the fact that the two cannot work together, this particular Karban Pesach. So Tehoidim will bring it, but Tahara, when they're out of the Beis Hamikdash, they all went home. Then we'll have all the Tmeim come in, and they will bring their Karban Pesach b'tum. Azei zok Rav.
If they touch whatever they touch these Tmeim, if they're avatuma, they touch anything, it's going to be matama. They touch the kohen, they touch the buzzer.
Oh, practice social distancing.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're going to have the Tmeim do all of the Avodah after Tehoyim have already left. The Tehoyim have all gone home. They're all going to the mikvah, the Kovid Yontif. They're all preparing themselves and putting the Kara on the table with all the matzahs. The Tmeim are the only guys who are left. They're going to go and bring now the Karban Pesach, the Tumah. And either Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or Tumah Tchuyihi B'tzibur, they'll bring a Karban Pesach B'tumah.
Oh, so there it's Tchuyi. Oh, I see. So now they have... They take the Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur now takes over.
They take over lock, stock, and barrel. Because right, according to Rav, they're like Roiv. So Roiv Kohol, Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, Tchuyah B'tzibur, now they take over. But the Tohirim couldn't join them because the Tohirim are also Kiroiv. So Tohanim, they'll do the job first between Chvais 1:30 and 2:30. They'll bring all their Kamanis. Pesach, they leave, and now 2:30, the Tameim will take over. Halol Ois La'atun, Halol Ois La'atun. Rav Kahana Omar, Mechza Mechza Eina Karoif. But rather, each one of them is considered to be a miut. The Tohanim Oisin is a Rishon. The Tohanim do the Rishon. Why? Because the Tohanim are Tohar. There's no reason why they should go and push off the Pesach Sheni. They'll go and do it now. Utameim Oisin is a Sheni. The Tameim cannot go and bring it by Pesach Rishon because the Tameim, since they're not Eroiv, they're deemed to be like a miut. Now what happens by a miut of Tameim? You push them off to Pesach Sheni. So basically what Rav Kahana says is, since a mechza is not like a roiv, so then we go and treat them like you would treat it as a miut. The tahoirim are a miut, fine, but there are no tameim being worked. Let's start with the tameim first. The tameim happen to be a miut. If the tameim are a miut, they cannot bring the korban Pesach by Pesach Rishon. Because the only time you allow the tameim to bring the Pesach Rishon if they're a roiv, but they're not a roiv, they're only a mechza. So they're going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So what happens with all the rest of the guys? The other mechza, which are tohirim, they'll go and bring it now, but Pesach Rishon. So, very simple. Now there's a second view, and Ikka the Amri, Omer of Kahana, mechza al mechza, ein ekeroiv, tohirim oisim is a Rishon. That remains the same. No reason why the tohirim have to wait for Pesach Sheni. However, the Tameim, we're now on to the top of Amud Beis Rabbeisai. Utameim ein oisin, lo yisarishin, v'loy es ha-shedi. The Tameim are stuck this year because they're a mechza. Why not? Parishon li'avdi li'havaruba. Only roiv Tameim can do Pesach Rishon. They're not a roiv. B'sheni li'avdi, do they have a miuta? The miut is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. They're not a miut. They are kareach mikan, the kareach mikan. They have no Eitzim. These Tameim cannot bring Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni. They can't bring the Pesach Rishon, they're not Roiv. They can't bring the Pesach Sheni, because they're not the Miut. So they're stuck in the middle. So we have altogether three separate Shitois. We have Rav that says, when you have Mechza al Mechza, both bring by Pesach Rishon in separate Kitois. Halol li'atzman, v'halol li'atzman. We have the first Rav Kahana that says, treat it like a normal situation where the Tohoyim bring Barishoin and the Tameim bring Besheni. And then you have the Ikka the Amri of Rav Kahana. The Tohoyim bring the Pesach Rishoin. And the Tameim, unfortunately, cannot bring either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So first we're going to bring back our Mishnah and be Medayik from a Mishnah, a Raya L'choira like Rav. Zokti Yimara Tantanan Nitma Kohol Oirubai. Oh, like we just said. So Rubahu the Avdi Bituma. Roiv go and bring the carbon bituma. Ava palga palga. Loi avdi barishain. So I said it's a raya to rab, it's a kasha on rab. I'm sorry. Roiv is avdi bituma. Ava palga palga, loi avdi barishain. It's only Roiv Kalal Yisrael are Temeim. They do barishain. But if you have palgu palgu only mechza al mechza, then the Tameim would not do Barishain. Kasha l'Rav, because Rav said that both do Barishain. Halolo oisim la'atzman, lolo oisim la'atzman. From our Reisha, from our Mishas, Mashma against Rav. Omelach Rav, Ruba avdi kulu betuma. The Mishnah is not shver on me, because the Mishnah is talking about a normal case. We have Roiv. Then everybody goes and joins together, Ein Karban Tzibur Cholek, they're all together as one, united. Amlech Rav, Ruba Avdi Kulu B'tumah. Palga Palga, Halalo Yisrael Atzman, Halalo Yisrael Atzman. So that's not any different than our Mishnah. This is just, if you will, an appendage to our Mishnah. Add on to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a classic Roiv situation. Roiv situation, Roiv Temeim, you bring the Korban Pesach Barishon. If you have a Palga Palga situation, both Tehoirim bring Barishon and Temeim bring Barishon. Halalu Oisim La'atzman, Valalu Oisim La'atzman. So Timur Hachanan Mestabra says, Rabbi, bring your eye that my pshat is correct from the Sefer, the Tani Sefer. Nitma Miyotakov, what happens if it's not Roiv, it's only a Miyot? Tehoirim Oisim is a Rishon. The Tohirim, of course, do Rishon like normal. Utmein Oisin is a Sheni. Tameim are all Nidcha to Pesach Sheni. So it's Miut Who the Abdi Besheni? It's only the Miyat that goes and does Besheni. What about Palgul Palga? Loi. They don't go and do Besheni. So what do the Palga do? Oh, Abdi Bereshoin. And therefore says the Gemara, says Rav, both the Reisha and the Seif of the Mishnah are totally consistent with me. The Reisha is talking about Roiv. Roiv do the Pesach Betumma, everybody together, Pesach Rishoin, Tameim and Tahir. But Mechza Mechza, Halalu Atzman, Halalu Atzman. What happens if you have a Mir? Mir gets pushed off the Pesach Shani. But not in the case of Mechza Mechza, because they don't have a Mir. So then both of them do it by Pesach Rishoin, both the Tahirim and the Tameim, Halalu Atzman, Halalu Atzman. So Rav says the Mishnah works perfectly according to me. The Alakash of Rav Kahana, so Chayishven Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana said that when you have a Roiv in the Reisha, no, let's focus on Rav Kahana from the Sefer. The Sefer says that Nitma Miyot Akol, if only Miyot, then Tahirim Oysen Sarishan, Utmein Oysen Esa Shaini. What are you talking about? According to Rav Kahana, the second Lashon of Rav Kahana, you don't do Loy Esa Rishon, the Loy Esa Sheni. As well as, the Mishnah says only if it's Nitma Miut HaKohol, then the Tahoyim are Rishon, and the Miut is Sheni. But Mechzal Mechza, the Chayra, the Halacha wouldn't apply. It would be like Rav says, Halolo Oysen La'atzman, Halolo Oysen La'atzman. Klur. The Sefer says in a case where Nitma Miut HaKohol, Tahoyim are Berishoin, Tmeim are Bisheni. Mashma Dafka, because there's a Miut. But according to Rav Kahana, even if it's not a Miut, even if it's Mechzal Mechza, the Tahoyim do Berishoin, the Tmeim do Bisheni, according to the first Lashon of Rav Kahana. Amlech Rav Kahana, Nitma Miut HaKohol, Tahoyim Oysen HaSarishoin, Utmein Oysen HaSheni. Upalga, upalga, tohoyim oisin es harishoin, abot meim en oisin es harishoin, v'loy es hasheni. So the Gemara says, according to the second version of Kahana, the Mishnah works fine. That what? If miut of the kol became tame, tohoyim do berishoin, tmeim do besheni. That's classic hilchos Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. If you have a miut, ish chiyog tolei nefesh, they bring Pesach Sheni. What about Palgu Palga? Oh, the Tahoyim bring Rishon, because they're Tahor. The Tameim cannot do either Rishon nor Sheni, because they're not a Miut. They are a Mechza. Oh, so the Mishnah doesn't address the Mechza case. The Mishnah only addresses the Miut case. But in the case of Mechza Mechza, they have no Eitzah. They cannot bring a Rishon or Bishen. Hotelechul Mishnah Basu Trav Kahana. That works according to the second version. El Lahachlish the Omer of Kahana, Tahoyim Oysen Es Harishon, the Tmein Oysen Es Hasheni, like normal, my Ika Lemeimar. Why does the Mishnah only talk about a case of Nitma Miut HaKohol? Even if Nitma Mechza HaKohol, the same Allah would apply, Tahoyim Berishon, and Tmein Bisheni. Amlech of Kahana, the Tuf Kahana, who had the Nefilu Palga Palga, Nami Tahoyin Oysen Es Harishon, Utmein Oysen Es Hasheni. Says of Kahana, although the Mishnah focuses on the case of Nitma HaMiut, the same halach would apply, Mendizam Moichel, put yourself on mute if you don't mind. The same thing applies in the case of Mechza Al Mechza. The Haidik Tani Miut, Hakol, so why is the Mishnah talking about Miyad? Why isn't it talking Mechza al Mechza? I did the Tana Reisha, Ruboi, Tana Nami Sefer Miyutai, just for purposes of symmetry and consistency. Since the Reisha is talking about Roiv, the Sefer talks about Miyut. But Enachanam, the exact same halacha of the Sefer would apply if it would be Mechza al Mechza, that the Tahoyim do it Berishoin, and the Tameim do it Be'Shein. Okay, so we had Rayas from our Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to bring three separate Brises. Brisa number one is exactly like Rav. Brisa number two is exactly like Rav Kahana, first version. Brisa number three is exactly like Rav Kahana, second version. So Timur Tani Kavasi Derav, Tani Kavasi Derav Kahana, Kitrei Lishni. Tani Kavasi Derav. listen carefully, word for word like Rav. Ha Yisrael mech tzitoyrim, mech tzitameim, halolu oysen li'atzman, halolu oysen li'atzman, just like Rav. Both would bring b'Pesach Rishon, but in two separate kitos. Tanya kibasi, Tanya kalishna kama de Rav Kahana. Harisho Yisrael mech tzitoyrim, mech tzitameim, toyrim oysen es harishon, like usual, utamein oysen es hasheni, like usual, because the tameim have a din like a miut, and they bring b'sheni. Tanya commission of Basit Rav Kahana. Harisho Yisrael mechta toyrim mechta tmeim. Toyrim oisin is a rishon, like usual. Utmeim ein oisin loy is a rishon, veloy es a sheni. So, each one of the three versions has exactly a braisa like him. Now the Gemara asks, L'rav ulalishna Basit Rav Kahana, ha detona toyrim oisin is a rishon, Utmeim esasheni heichi metharzilo. In other words, the middle braisa, the one that reads just like Rav Kahana, version 1, what does Rav do with that braisa? And what does Rav Kahana, version 2, do with that braisa? I mean, the easy answer would be, it's a machloikis, machloikis tanoi. But we don't like making machloikis tanoi. Especially our shir has always focused on shalom al Yisrael. We want ahava achva shalom areyas. Why do you have to make machloikis in for? So the question is, what is Rav and what is the Lishna Basra of Kahana going to do with the second braisa, which says the tahorim do berishoin and the tameim do b'shein? So I'll tell you how. Keep going. And now it gets a little bit tricky, but nish. Gefährlich. Was ist? Chigoin Shoy Yisrael mechte teure, mechte tmein. 50-50. The Noshim mashlimois litmein. And the Noshim are mashlimois litmein. What does it mean, Noshim mashlimois litmein? If you look at Rashi, about a quarter down the Omud, mashlimois litmein, the bischorim have tohoirim ruba. Among the schorim, roiv of the schorim were tohoir. And therefore, the rest of the Temeim should be pushed off to Pesach Shein. But among the ladies, there were more Tame than there were Tahir. Let's take a simple case. Let's talk about not millions of people of Klal Yisrael. Let's go and talk about 100 men and 100 women. Among the menfolk, 55 were tohor, 45 were tamei. If we would stop there, we would say, well, roiv of Klal Yisrael are tohor, they bring Pesach Rishon. Amir of Klal Yisrael are tamei, they bring Pesach Sheni. Guess what? But with the women, it was just the other way around. The women, 55 were tamei, and 45 were tohor. And therefore, if you add 55 to 45, you get 100. And if you add 45 to 55, you get 100. And now it's exactly even Stephen as a result of the fact that the women are being mashed them. So until now, it was roiv because of the schorim, 55 to 45. But by adding now the women that had the exact opposite numbers, now it's exactly 50-50. The noshim mashlim is a tmei. Vikasovar. And says Rav, that braisa holds Noshim Barishan Rishus. Noshim Barishan, yes, if they eat the Karm Pesach, they have a mitzvah, but they are not Mechuyavois. After all, it's a mitzvah sasesha as man groma. They have to eat matzah, because matzah, as you know, has a hekish to the Isser of Chametz. But there's no such thing by Karm Pesach, and therefore the women, if they want to eat Karm Pesach, absolutely. But there is no chiyuv. So since Noshim Barishan Rishus, then we take them off of the cheshbon of the mechtsa al mechtsa. Dal Noshim mitmeim, subtract all of the women that were the tmeim, because they don't count. V'av the tmeim miyuta. All the tmeim are miyut. U'miyuta nidcha l'pesach sheni. Ah, very, very, very good. So that's why the second braisa says that the mir is, we started off with mechtsa al mechtsa. That's because we were counting the women. We have to deduct the women for purposes of this transaction, for purposes of this halacha. Once we take the women off, Roiv Atahirim, so that it's a normal case. Roiv Tahirim, Miyat Tmeim, Shalom Al Yisrael. Let's go and ask another kasha now. L'Rav, Ulalishna Kamma D'Rav Kahana. According to Rav, that halolo oisem li'atzman, halolo oisem li'atzman. And Lishna Kavad Rav Kahana that says that the Tehoidim Berisha and the Temeim B'Sheni, Hodesani, what are we going to do with the third Braisa? Hodesani, Tehoidim oisem li'atzman, U'temeim ein oisem lo yisarishin v'lo yisasheni, Heichim etarzila, how are we going to explain that Braisa? Now we don't have Rav and Rav Kahana answering together. Each one is going to answer Lishitosei. Rav Mataris Loki going to show Yisrael Mechzit Tameim U Mechzit Tahoidim, like we said before. But here the case is that the Yisrael that we're talking about, the Zechorim, were exactly 50-50. Among the menfolk, exactly 50-50. V'noshim Oidfois Ale Tahoidim. And among the ladies, it wasn't 50-50, it was 55-45. Oh, so if you add the ladies now to the men, now you got a roiv, right? And men is exactly 50-50. The women are 55-45 to Tehoidim, so now you have 140, 105 against 95. Add the 55 of the women to the 50 of the men, add the 45 to the 50 of the men, 105 are Tehoidim and 95 are Tamei. Because Sovra, and this price holds Noshim Barishan Choyva. The Noshim by Pesach Rishon, they are counted because they do have a chiyuv of bringing the Karban Pesach. Ubesheni, however, there it's a Rishus. They don't have a chiyuv to go and bring Pesach Sheni if they were Temeim. If they want to, Gesundheit, but they don't have to. Aha. Is Barishan Loyavdi. So now what's the din now? The women are not going to, the Klal Yisrael is not going to go, and the Temeim are not going to go and bring Berishon at the time of the first Karban Pesach. They have the Miut, because they are Miut. Why are they a Miut? Because we just got finished saying that the Yisrael themselves were 50-50, but the Noshim Oidfois Ala Tehoirim and Noshim Berishon are Choiva. Oh, so the women are counted just like the men are counted. And since the men are 50-50, forget about the men. The women are 55-45. Shoin, roiv of Klal Yisrael are Tehoidim. So therefore the Tehoidim go and bring Berishon. Zuk to Yimara, not the Temeim, because the Temeim are the Miut. Nachma. Because of the Noshim Berishon Chayv Sheni Rishus, Berishon Le'avdi, the Temeim are not going to go and bring Berishon to have the Miut, because they're the Miut, right? You added them all together. 50 of men, 55 of women, 105. 50 of men, 45 of women, 95. 105, Rubam Tehoidim. 95, Miut Temeim. Miut Temeim, push them off to Pesach Sheni. Umiyut Le'avdi Berishon. Now, Ubisheni Loi Avdi, we're not going to allow them to do Bisheni either, the Temeim. Why? Because since we're coming now to Sheni, the Noshim are Rishus. They are not a Choyva. So therefore, the women don't count. Dal Noshim Inayu. Behavlu Palga Upalga. Now it's exactly 50-50. Upalga Loi Avdi Bisheni. The Palga is not going to go and bring Bisheni. Why? Because according to Rav, Palga has a din like a Roiv. Since it's a roiv, it's not going to be nitchel b'sheni. But they can't make Berishon, because Berishon, they are the miut. Fine, they can't do Berishon. Let them do b'sheni. But the sheni, they're the roiv. Bottom line is, they can't do Berishon or b'sheni. Yes, Barry.
First of all, on what basis are we saying Noshim Berishon chova? And secondly, what's there, if they are a chova and rishon, why aren't they a chova and sheni?
The Gemara doesn't bring the Psukim. I'm assuming we're going to have that tomorrow in the Gemara. We have not proven any from any Pasuk anywhere until this point what the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is vis-a-vis women. We know that they are prohibited to have chametz because of the din. It's a loisaseh, even though it's a zman groma, but a loisaseh shman groma, they're mechuyiv just like the menfolk. We know that the mechuyiv in matzah, because it's in the same posik that you're not allowed to eat chametz, you have a din of eating matzah, and therefore you have a hekesh. So even though normally by women they would be potter from matzah, because mitzvah seh shman groma, because of this hekesh, they're mechuyiv. But we don't know the basis yet of the din of Karban Pesach. Hopefully we'll have that tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, but the Gemara does not address that at this time. Continuing on the Gemara, that was good according to Rav. The Rav that normally holds halolo oisin la'atzman, halolo oisin la'atzman. How did the Braisa go and say that, like the third brisa, meaning the second version of Kahana. How did the brisa say Lo Avdi Berishon and Lo Avdi B'Sheini? Because, like we said, it's talking about that the Noshim are the ones that are Oitfis Ala Tahirim. So, for purposes of Pesach Rishon, there were more Tahirim than Tameim. So then the Tameim are pushed off to Pesach Sheini. But because the women are not counted by Pesach Sheini, so then they cannot go and bring B'Sheini, because according to Rav, Mechzal Mecht is like Roiv. So these Tmeim are stuck, they cannot do Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. What about Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana, the first version of Rav Kahana, that says that the Tmeim do a Pesach Sheni. Here this price says, Loi v'Pesach Rishon, for Loi v'Pesach Sheni. Well, Rav Kahana, the Omer, Palganami Avdi B'Sheni, Hochi Metarisla. How will he explain it? Ki goin sho Yisrael mechza tohoirim u'mechza Tmeim. Zichorim 50-50. V'noshim mashlim mois l'tohoirim. And it's with the women that we have 50-50. In other words, the Scharim on their own, we don't have 50-50. The Scharim on their own are perhaps more Tameim than Tahirim. It's 45 Tahirim, 55 Tameim. Therefore, the Roiv are Tameim. However, Noshim Ashlim is a Tahirim. We have more women that are Tahir. You have 55 Tahirim, and you have 45 Tameim among the women. So now, add them together, the 45 Tahirim of the men, and the 55 Tameim, 55 Tahirim of the women, you have 100. So then, that's how it becomes Mechzal Mechzal. Because so, Noshim Rishon Choyva, U'Beshein Rishus, and he holds that the Noshim on the first Korban Pesach have a Choyva. The second one, Rishus, is Berishon Le'Avdi. They cannot go, the Tameim cannot go and bring Berishon Tavlu Palgu Palga. And Rav Kahana Lishitosoi, that a Palga Upalga is not like a Roiv, it's like a Miut. Upalga Berishon Le'Avdi. That's a Tameim cannot go and bring Berishon, because of the Miut. Miut is always pushed off to Pesach Sheni. No, so let them do on Pesach Sheni. Sheni Nami Le'Avdi. Why not? Because by Sheni, it's only a Rishus, the women are Rishus. Is Dal Noshmi, now you have to subtract the women, Minat Tahirim, from the Tahirim, because we had exactly 50-50. Now that we subtract the women, how about the Tameim Ruba? Oh, guess what happens now? The Tameim are now Roiv. For Ruba Le'avdi B'Sheni, Roiv can't go and do it B'Sheni. And that's why the second Brice, or the third Brice altogether, says that the Tameim cannot do a Berishon or B'Sheni. They cannot do a Berishon because at the time of the Rishon we had Roiv of Tahirim. So Tameim cannot do by Pesach Rishon. By the time you got to Pesach Sheni, since we're going to subtract the women, it's now only 50-50. So now I don't have a Roiv of Tahirim. Therefore those Tameim, now they have a din of a Miut. A Miut, they would have a din of, they cannot go and do it. They have a din of a Roiv now. Nochmo, I myself are getting confused by all of these Roivs and these Miyats. Again, we're talking about Rav Kahana. The Omar, I'm going back 3-4 lines. Rav Kahana, the Omar, Palgi Nami Abdi B'Sheni. This last Brisa says that the Tameim don't do a Parishan nor B'Sheni. Och, Mataris, look, you're going to show you. So, Mechzal, Mechzal, Tahirim, Mechzal, Tameim, Menoshe, Mashlim, is the Tahirim. It's the women that are Mashlim to the Tahirim. Because of Noshim Rishon Choiva U'Bishayni Rishus, and therefore, since the women are Mashlim to Tahirim, and the women are counted, the Tameim cannot bring Berishon, Berishon Le'Avdi, Davlo Palga U'Palga, U'Palga Berishon Le'Avdi. That's Rav Kahana Shita. Unlike Rav, Rav Kahana holds that a Mechzal Mechzal has a din of a Miut each one, not a Roiv. Since it's a Miut, then the Tameim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. They cannot do it by Pesach Rishon. But when they want to do it by Pesach Sheni, Sheni Nami Le'Avdi. Why can't they do it by Pesach Sheni? Because Dal Noshim Minayu, go and subtract the Noshim Minat Tahirim, because it was the Noshim that were Mashlim the Tahirim to get you 50-50. But now once I take the women away, because they are a Rishus by Pesach Sheni, so now I have Havlu Tameim Ruba among the Scharim. Now the Tameim are Roiv, because who were mashlim to make it 50-50? The women. But now by Pesach Sheni we don't count the women. So we're now just down to Tameim being Roiv. Or Tameim a Roiv. You can't have Roiv Tameim doing in Sheni. By definition, Roiv brings it by Pesach Rishon. but they couldn't bring up a Pesach Rishon because at the time of Pesach Rishon they were not the Niyat. It was the equivalent at that time. The Noshim were Mashlim. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's why you leave them out both by Pesach Rishon and by Pesach Sheni. Finally, Ul Rav Kahana. That was the first braisa which goes smack like Rav. What does Rav Kahana, both first version of Kahana and second version of Kahana? First version of Kahana was Tohidim du Berishoin Tmeim Bishani. Second version of Kahana was Tohidim du Berishoin and the Tmeim don't do neither Rishoin nor Shani. What about the first braisa that says Halolo Oisla Atzman, Halolo Oisla Atzman? Hey, Chimetarisla. Here we have no teretz. Amlach Rav Kahana Tanoihi. There's no way that I can try to synthesize that braisa with my shita, and therefore I'm stuck, and I have to say to Machloikis Tanoi. Iklamad Yomechzal Mechzis Keroiv, like my peer, like Rav. Like I held, and therefore it's either that the Tmeim do be Pesach Sheni, or the Tmeim Einem Oisem Loi be Pesach Rishon for Loi be Pesach Sheni. And we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yitzchak by Gufa, and Mirchem will continue tomorrow. Mirchem at 8 o'clock. Look forward to seeing. Does 8 o'clock work for everybody, more or less? Good. Fine. So Mirchem 8 o'clock tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow's daf. Mirchem daf pei.
We made it down okay in the snow?
We were delayed. The flight was supposed to leave at 12.